volunteering feature. It's a family affair. The approximate length of this recording is 5 minutes.
Volunteering. It's a family affair. Guide dog puppy George is just one offspring from guide dog mum Ella and guide dog dad Zebedee. They're all part of the same family, but each plays a different role in creating life-changing partnerships. While their lives may have taken them on different directions, we find out how they've brought three volunteers, each with a different role, together, not just by a common cause, but through their canine family. Louise and guide dog dad Zebedee. Louise and her family decided to open their home to Zebedee, a guide dog dad, as a way to welcome a dog to their family without having to manage the tricky puppy stage alongside two young children. Louise said, "Zeb is just a regular dog to us. However, we are reminded of his role when the phone rings to say that he has a date. It's always exciting to hear which lovely lady he's been matched with, and we've been fortunate enough to make contact with many of his girlfriend's families. It's been really great to meet some of the brood holders, including the Saunders family, the beautiful guide dog mums and their gorgeous pups. We are in complete awe of the work that they do, caring for the mums and pups in their first few weeks, and the opportunity to thank them in person has been very special." Included here is a photograph of Louise with golden retriever guide dog dad Zebedee. The Saunders family and guide dog mum Ella. As volunteer breeding dog holders, the Saunders family provide a loving home and care for a guide dog mum and her puppies when they arrive. For 2 years, they've been looking after guide dog mum, Ella. Ella's second litter arrived this summer and featured in the Channel 5 docuseries Puppy School for Guide Dogs. Refer to our previous article, Guide Dogs in the Media, on this CD. While Kath loves the excitement of having newborn puppies at home, she wouldn't want it to last forever. She adds, "They're very active and they're lovely individually, but when there's seven of them, it's mayhem. It's not about giving them up, it's about them moving on to the next stage of doing something wonderful." When the time comes, the puppies head into Guide Dogs National Centre in Leamington, Warwickshire, for health checks and vaccinations before going to their puppy raisers' homes. Ella's litter left with a care package and a note from Kath. Kath said, "I sent all the pups with a note about their first few weeks and included my contact details should they wish to get in touch." Trudy did. "It's so lovely to get occasional updates or photos and see how they develop over the first year. You've got this amazing member of your family, but you know they're not just an ordinary dog. They're going to be responsible for a wave of change for many people." Mum, Kath. Included here is a photograph of Kath Saunders and family, all holding the seven yellow Labrador puppies from Ella's litter, while their proud mum sits in front. Trudy Guise and guide dog puppy George. At 16 weeks old, George is the eighth pup to be raised by puppy raiser Trudy, who has been looking after guide dog puppies since 2014. From experience, Trudy knows that all dogs are different, but George is proving to be a bit of a star. Trudy said, "He is absolutely brilliant. He's so clever and bright and so affectionate. He's shown a lot of potential already." Although George had already settled into his new home by the time Puppy School for Guide Dogs aired, Trudy loved seeing George and his siblings, along with Mum Ella and the Saunders family, on the small screen. She said, "It was so nice to see him on TV and to see where he came from. It was great to get that insight." Trudy is still in touch with the Saunders family and the other volunteers who are raising George's siblings, and they are hoping to meet up soon for a family reunion. Before George moved in with Trudy, the Saunders gave him a very special gift, a little crochet blanket with the scent of his mum and siblings. Trudy will carry on the tradition next year when George goes into training and will send him on with a bag of his favourite toys and his blanket to help him settle into his new home with his fosterers. For information about volunteering with our dogs, visit www.guidedogs.org.uk/volunteering. To read an extended version of this article, including more photos, please visit www.guidedogs.org.uk/blog/its-a-family-affair. Included here is a photograph of Trudy Guise holding young yellow Labrador puppy George.